The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Whoever you are, from wherever you've come, wherever you may be on your life's journey, on your spiritual journey, whatever you must in conscience truly, responsibly believe, whatever your color, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you, we greet you and welcome you to a community devoted to promoting spiritual growth, compassion, justice, and peace. And we invite you this morning and every Sunday morning to worship with the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I'm Jerry Lazzaro. I chair the worship committee here at the Thomas Paine Fellowship. And let me first remind everyone in the sanctuary to make sure your cell phone is muted or silenced so that we avoid distractions and disruptions in this morning's worship service. And then I'd like to take a few moments to help put this morning's service in the perspective of our faith and our faith community. Today is a special day in our faith community, the day of our annual ingathering service. The first Sunday after Labor Day is celebrated in many, I dare say probably in most, Unitarian Universalist congregations as a kind of homecoming. Traditionally, it marked the reassembling of the congregation from wherever its members may have taken themselves during the summer months. At times, it marks the first appearance in the pulpit of a newly appointed minister. We can't claim that distinct feature this morning because Reverend Andrew Weber made his first appearance as our new minister several weeks ago. For some of you, this service may be an actual homecoming, as it could be the first time in months or even years that you're participating in worship right here in the sanctuary, our spiritual home in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. And now we will continue, of course, to provide the opportunity to participate in worship virtually, as some of our members are doing this morning, as you could see on the screen. In any case, always and to this very morning, Ingathering celebrates our joining together in community to re-energize and revitalize ourselves and our faith community for the major part of the church year ahead. And this morning, we revive a ritual practiced in many Unitarian Universalist communities and which, until the advent of COVID-19, many of you will remember, we practiced here at the Thomas Paine Fellowship, a water communion. We UUs often deconstruct and then reconstruct rituals from other faith traditions and infuse them with new energy and new meaning. And so it is with the ritual of communion. Back in June, you may remember, we had a flower communion. You know, the word communion comes to us from the Latin word communionem, which meant participating in something common to all. It meant community. It meant mutual sharing. It meant fellowship. And that Latin word derives from the Greek word koinonia, which signified a social entity, and again, may be aptly translated as fellowship. So what better way to acknowledge our joining together in fellowship than to engage in a communion? And what better way to symbolize that unity than through a mingling of waters? Water, that which is common to all and which sustains life on our blue boat home. And with those thoughts in mind, let's begin worship by lighting our chalice and our peace lamp. And Susan, you are going to help with the chalice lighting this morning? The chalice and the flame together form the symbol of our free faith, signifying many things. What our chalice and flame symbolize for us this morning is captured in these words by Reverend Janet Parsons. Reverend Parsons is minister of the Gloucester Unitarian Universalist Church, the first Universalist church in America, founded by Hosea Ballou and John Murray. The flame of our chalice this morning is a symbol of the warmth and brightness of our connections. The flame lights our way back together again, from our separate summer lives, and it lights our way forward into this new church year of promise and renewal. And before we light our peace lamp this morning, let's take a moment to acknowledge the significance of this date. It is September 11th, 9/11. Today is the 21st anniversary of the terrorist attack on our country that took thousands of lives and precipitated a war that escalated military conflict in the Middle East and bred even more instability and violence in that region and beyond. And I don't need to remind anyone here of the devastating war in Ukraine and the violence occurring every day in our own country. Yet, we are not a caravan of despair. We are not a people without hope. Our peace lamp affirms our hope for a more peaceful world and our willingness to do what we can individually and collectively to promote peace. So let us fervently pray, may peace be with us and with all the people of the world. I turn the pulpit now over to Reverend Andrew Weber to lead us in worship, beginning with a responsive reading. The congregational responses, which I'll lead, will appear on the screen behind me or on your device at home.
I will start with the first voice, which is in blue, and if you join, please, in the black. We arrive out of many singular rooms, walking over the branching streets.
We come to be assured that brothers and sisters surround us to restore their images in our eyes.
We enlarge our voices in common speaking and singing.
We try again that solitude found in the midst of those who with us seek their hidden reckonings.
Our eyes reclaim the remembered faces. Their voices stir in the surrounding air.
The warmth of their hands assures us, and the gladness of our spoken names.
This is the reason of cities, of homes, of assemblies in the houses of worship.
It is good to be with one another.
It is good to be with one another. Welcome and good morning. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, and I serve as part-time minister here at Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are a welcoming community dedicated to inspiring spiritual growth and fellowship for adults and children, and caring for our environment, proclaiming social justice and equality in the larger community. And we welcome you. We welcome you. You who have entered these doors for the first time, for the second time. You who have entered these doors as a homecoming and have been coming for decades. In person, virtual, we welcome you. This is your community, and this community is made what it is and is made better by you being here. I'm glad that you are here. So come, let us welcome each other. Let us welcome ourselves to this place. Come, let us worship together. And please rise now in body or in spirit as Jerry will lead us in singing our gathering hymn.
I'll sing it through once to remind everyone of the tune, and then join me, and we'll sing it through twice then, okay? Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, ours is no caravan of despair. Come, yet again come. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, ours is no caravan of despair. Come, yet again come. One more time. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, ours is no caravan of despair. Come, yet again come.
Thank you, Jerry. If any of you know, this is by, the song we just sung was composed by the Persian poet Rumi a long, long time ago, ancient Persian poet. And his original words, come, come, whoever you are, translated, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, it doesn't matter. Ours is not a caravan of despair. Come, even if you have broken your vows 1,000 times, come yet again, come. It may not fit as lyrically, but wow, yeah. I mean, that who here hasn't broken their vows? Just raise. Yeah, okay. You're still welcome. Still, come, please. It is so good to be here today. And to start this part of our service, I have a story. You may come forward, but there's no pictures other than what you're going to see up here. Up here. Yep, there it is. So if you can see that, then you're fine. You can also stay where you are. And this is a story about Higgins. I'm not going to use that water. I'll use this water. It's a story about Higgins, a drop with a dream. Higgins, once upon a time, there was a drop of water named Higgins. Higgins was no ordinary drop of water. He was a drop with a dream. Higgins lived in a valley where it had not rained in a long, long time. He was obviously not living here as it's raining today. So all the lovely green grass was turning brown. All the lovely flowers were wilting. The trees were starting to droop. And Higgins had a dream. He had a dream that one day the valley would be beautiful again. But what could he do? After all, he was just one drop of water. And so one day, Higgins decided to travel and tell others about his dream. All the other drops listened very politely. But no one believed his dream would come true. They said, Higgins, get your head out of the clouds. Yeah? Like that. You can't spend your whole life dreaming. Higgins decided that he had to do something. He had to do something to make his dream come true. So he began to think and think and think. And one day, as he was out walking, as drops of water do, he came across an old rusty bucket. And he got an idea. He got an idea from this old rusty bucket. He said, you know what? If enough of us drops get into this bucket, there would be enough water to sprinkle on the flowers, to help them grow, to help them become beautiful again. So eagerly, Higgins told everyone about his idea. He said, look, there's a bucket. He told everyone, he's like, I got this great idea. And everyone thought he was being foolish. That Higgins is nothing but a dreamer, they said. So Higgins decided he had to do something. He had to do something to convince the others that he was right. So he said to them, I don't know about you, but I am getting into the bucket. I hope some of you will join me. Then there might be enough water to help at least some flowers grow beautiful again. So Higgins ran as hard as he could. He hopped up way in the air and landed with a kerplunk at the bottom of the bucket. He landed with a kerplunk at the bottom of the bucket. And there he sat, just a drop in the bucket. You like that? It's good, right? For a long time, Higgins was very lonely. It seemed that no one else was going to join him. But after a while, some of the other drops could see that the grass was dying. The flowers were wilting, the trees were drooping. And they all agreed, something must be done. So suddenly one drop shouted, I'm going in the bucket with Higgins. And he leapt through the air and landed, kerplunk, in the bucket. Then two other drops yelled, wait for us! And they hopped through the air and landed in the bucket. Then 10 drops jumped through the air and landed in the bucket. Then 30, then 50, and then hundreds of drops came from all around just to hop in the bucket. Soon, The bucket was completely full of water. But there were still more drops who wanted to get in the bucket. They wanted to join. So they found another bucket and they hopped in. And before long, there were two buckets. And then three. Then four. Then 10. And then hundreds, then thousands of buckets of water. Along came a powerful breeze that blew over all the buckets, and all the water flowed together to make a mighty stream. Everywhere the water flowed, the grass turned green again, and the flowers bloomed, and the trees stood tall and straight once more. All this happened because Higgins had a dream, and his dream came true. Because he knew that although he was just a drop in the bucket, enough drops in the bucket make a bucketful. And then when there are enough buckets, when the wind is behind them, justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. And there ends our story of Higgins, who was a drop with a dream. Let us now join again in singing as we reflect on what it means to be just one, but just one with others, to give, to receive. And Jerry will lead us once more.
This should be pretty familiar to everyone. We used to sing this when we had an offertory during the service and when the baskets were brought up forward to the front of the sanctuary. We sang, right? From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live.
Today we gather, as Jerry has talked a little bit about, we gather as our faith siblings do across the country for a special Unitarian Universalist worship, Water Communion. This worship service is unique to our faith, and it speaks directly to the fact that Unitarian Universalists are covenantal, that we are a covenantal faith. We come together in diversity of belief with a promise. A covenant that if we can agree in love, no disagreements can come between us. We covenant that even when we make mistakes, when we do not abide by our vows, when we break our vows 1,000 times, when others break their vows 1,000 times, we can always come back to a place of compassion. We can always strive for understanding. That's our covenant. And our water communion service helps us to embody our value in the inherent worth and dignity of each person. It's a time for sharing our stories, making connections, in-gathering from a summer, in-gathering from a pandemic. The ceremony itself started at a Unitarian Universalist women's group in 1980 in Michigan. And has since been adopted nationally as a ritual of ingathering and connecting for the new church year. This morning, we hold in ourselves hope, excitement, faith, seeking to be part of a community which is ever-changing, ever-renewing. For each new person that comes in the door changes this community. And that is good. That is good. You make this place better. You being a part of this, you make it better. We come bringing our personal history, our stories, our spiritual questions, and our truths. We come with our aspirations, our celebrations, and with our failures. And we covenant to share in our failures and to share in our celebrations, that we may be uplifted, that we may be healed, that we may be challenged in beloved community. Because sometimes it's our perceived failures which help bring new life into the world. Yeah. but together our lives intermingle. They intermingle to create, to change, and to sustain this spiritual home, what we have here. So if you brought water with you today, it's okay if you did not. If you brought water with you today, take a moment to recall what that water means to you. If you haven't brought any water, think about what you might have brought. Take a moment to recall a special time, a special place over the past year. These symbols, the symbol of water, may bring to light, may call to mind light summer showers, thunderstorms, dewy mornings or misty evenings, moments at oceans, at pools, rivers or lakes, swimming, canoeing, camping, hiking or strolling. You may have in mind a moment of grief, a moment of birth, a moment of rebirth, or maybe a mundane place whose sacredness is palpable nonetheless. Recall who you were with while you were there, or if you were alone. Recall what you were thinking in that special time. Hold in your mind the smell, the feel of that holy place. We reflect upon what we bring from these moments, from these places, in bottles and cups, but we also reflect on what spiritual, what emotional gifts we bring also to this community. And so right now, we're going to take a little bit of time to recognize that special spark of the divine within all of us that we share. So please take a moment to acknowledge the humanity and the community around you by briefly sharing your water stories with those next to you and in front of you. And if you're online, you can just type it in the chat. That is my invitation. Be loud. I will stop you. So don't worry. Share with your neighbors. What did you bring? What would you have brought? That was my purpose. Thank you for sharing. I did not give you enough time because I want these conversations to continue. I want you to be, so but what were they saying? What did, was that from the beach? Was that from the, what? I didn't get to, I know. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for cutting it short. Because there'll be much more time to continue sharing and learning about each other, especially today. We have a potluck afterwards. So come, even if you have not made a dish. That's roomy for the 21st century at potlucks. Come, yet again come. Our stories have mingled like rain and dew, and they will continue to mingle. And as Higgins and his friends did, let us now join our lives and our experiences into one. Water is the stuff of life. And as we mix together, we are reminded about the interconnected web of all existence of which we are a part. This is a time when we bring our separate streams into a communal river. In just a moment, I will ask everyone to come forward and pour their water into this glass bowl, which I found downstairs. The youth group made this 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's beautiful. So you can take a moment to look at that too. If you are online, please feel free to hold your water up to the camera as a way of joining with us. And if you wish to, and if you're able through the coming week or weeks, come in, contact me, and we can get your water mingled with everyone else's. There are some pictures also here from our shared spiritual home, and they can stand in symbolically for any water that you did or did not forget or have or wanted to bring. And as you come, please come through the center aisle and out the sides, just so we're not banging into each other. And as you share, a lot of instruction here. We're going to have a video with music. Feel free to just let that wash over you or sing along. The lyrics are simple. There's a river flowing in my soul. There's a river flowing in my soul. And it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my soul. And then it switches. There's a river flowing in my heart and then in my mind. Start off our video, please, and then we will start sharing.
There's a river flowing in my soul. There's a river flowing in my soul. And it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my soul. There's a river flowing in my heart. There's a river flowing in my heart.
I expect us to end as the song is ending. So if we can just continue that tradition, that would be wonderful. But really, we can make mistakes. We don't have to. The last water that I add today was collected over many past years here at Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. It was in the office on the bookshelf. For a couple years now, it was marked. It said, do not drink. Got it. It holds water brought from some of you. It definitely holds water from the tap. It brought from some in this community who have moved, or some who have passed away. Held here. With the mindfulness that we come from a great foundation and that our foundation is for the future, we add this final congregational water. Please join me in a brief time of silent reflection and prayer for all that this bowl now holds. By our gathering here, and sharing, we bless this water. We ask that the Spirit of life, which flows through all of us and through all things, also bless this water and bless the community it represents. Spirit of all, be with us as we move together through life. Nourish us in the dry times and flow through us in the times of abundance. May our gathering together this morning be a blessing for one and all. And may we walk this year in the full awareness, as often as possible, of the sacred ties that bind each to all. Amen. Our theme for September is belonging, and our theme for today is welcoming and ingathering. And if I were to sum it all up in two words, here it is. You belong. That's it. You belong. Every part of you. Every part of you. When you walk through these doors, you do not have to check anything at the door. You can bring your full self. You can bring your full self, what you must believe in your heart of hearts, your pains, your joys, your celebrations, your failures. Bring it here and walk together in covenant and in love that we do this together. We do this work together. And so, as is our custom, recognizing, this is why we do it, recognizing that you belong, every part of you. We share those joys, those concerns, those matters of our heart which overflow into the community. So if you feel so moved, please share briefly, and I'll hand it over to Mike for further introduction.
All righty. So we will have a brief musical interlude here to give everyone a chance to gather their thoughts, and then we'll use our consistent process. For those who are here in the sanctuary, first there'll be an opportunity for you to go up to the freestanding mic there on the front of the podium, not at the lectern, and you may briefly share. And once we have taken care of the folks in the sanctuary here, just in the name of corralling the cats, we will give the folks on Zoom a chance to share, and I will go through how we use the raise hand function to do that after some of the folks here in the sanctuary have shared. And if anyone on Zoom would care not to speak, you may, of course, type something into chat, and I will happily read that out at the end. So in the meantime here, let us take a moment to gather our thoughts with a musical interlude. Thank you.
in the words of Thich Nhat Hanh, let us be at peace with our bodies and our minds. Let us return to ourselves and become wholly ourselves. Let us be aware of the source of being common to us all and to all living things. Evoking the presence of the great compassion, let us fill our hearts with our own compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be the cause of suffering to one another. With humility, with awareness of the existence of life and of the suffering that are going on around us, let us practice the establishment of peace in our hearts and on earth. Amen. As we reach the end of our service, I have another invitation, which may... we'll see how it goes. We'll just see how it goes. Now everyone's thinking, what is he doing? What's going on? What's going on? I want to further embody our community and the support which comes to all of us from those here gathered. As we are singing this closing hymn, Blue Boat Home, a wonderful song, I invite all who are interested to come forward and take some amount of this water for your own personal altar to sprinkle at your house or a special place, to water your garden, to take on pilgrimage. If you don't have a container or if you're online, just contact me. Come by later this week if you want to get some water. This is holy water. So let us sing now, and you can come up if you wish to get some water.
Thanks to the waves upholding me, hail the great winds urging me on. Greet the infinite sea before me, sing the sky my sailor song. I was born upon the fathoms. Never harbor or port have I known. The wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue boat home. The wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue.
We end, as we always do, with the extinguishing of our chalice of Gina. Please come forward. We extinguish this flame, but not the one in our hearts, which we keep burning. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of fellowship, or the fire of commitment. These we shall carry in our hearts. Thank you, Gina. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the infinite peace to you. Amen, and blessed be.